Hello, and welcome to Norse Sport. We've changed from Norse Rugby because we'd like to branch out into all the other sports that we love and would like to write about and speak about, and hopefully one day work in. So, enjoy.
Welcome back to another podcast. This is our first since late December, which is pretty poor. Yeah. But to be fair, with the mix of university and now a global pandemic, that hasn't been a huge opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
We are also no longer just talking about rugby. We're now Norse sports, so we're going to be covering other sports as well to try and increase our repertoire, I'd say.
Because we love all sport.
We do love all sport. And rugby is only good for some months of the year. So,
yeah, exactly.
And it means we can talk about golf and football and cricket, which we love as well.
Snooker.
And snooker.
And others.
Yeah, unfortunately, sad news in the snooker world this morning, wasn't it? With very sad. Anyway, golf was back this weekend. And obviously, Premier League returns this evening.
In just under 4 hours.
Buzzing. Do you boys think it's going to be any different without crowds?
Nail written all over it.
Without what?
Huh?
Without crowds.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it really affected the Bundesliga that much. So I feel like it's just going to be whoever's the stronger team on the day is going to win, which is probably not that different from real.
I don't think viewing
normal
on TV will be much different, to be fair.
Nah, I don't think so.
Synthetic crowd noise.
FIFA crowd noises. Yeah. Yes.
I saw a video. Basti, you saw it from Craven Cottage, didn't you?
Oh, what? Of them testing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's actually going to be the most interesting thing is just going to see how different, like, they're playing. Like with fitness and all that kind of stuff. Because, what's his name? Pep said that apparently the City boys aren't, they're not nearly as fit as they'd like to be, as he'd like them to be. Yeah, apparently.
I find that really weird. There must be a difference between match fitness and just being fit, because you'd like to think over lockdown, you could get really, really fit, surely.
Yeah, well, I said this to Terry the other day. I was like, Tim, do you reckon all the players are all getting like really like in shape and everything? And be like, nah, no chance.
that's Terry Bitch and Butcher, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
That's his mate.
But he's from a different era, I suppose. So
that's true. Yeah. I suppose might be slightly more professional now, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see tonight. I'm really excited for that. But I think the first game's got 0-0 written all over.
Yeah, I think City.
City
will absolutely demolish Arsenal. I think.
You never know. Like,
they lost to Brentford last week.
Yeah,
it did not look good last week.
I would actually love to see Arsenal beating City. I would really like to see it.
I'd love it as well, because it means Liverpool could win the league at Goodison Park.
Oh, yeah, of course. Wait, what's the first game again? It's
Villa Sheffield. Yeah. But there's stuff to play for, I guess. Sheffield looking at Europa League
and Villa
looking to stay up. And keep Grealish.
Also very good news from sort of within the football world, but not really to do with football, but the thing with Marcus Rashford. What was he called?
Yeah.
Daniel Rashford, according to Matt Hancock.
Oh, yeah, no, fair play to him. That was very, very good. And I don't think...
Wasn't it one of the MPs who referred to him as Daniel?
It was Hancock.
Matt Hancock, the health secretary.
Quite funny.
It's just poor, isn't it? But yeah, fair play to Marcus Rashford. Less fair play to Matt Hancock.
As much as I dislike Man United, he does seem like a thoroughly good bloke.
Yeah, and a very good football player as well. And as a Chelsea fan, I'm slightly worried about him linking up with Fernandes and Pogba back as well. Could be, if Pogba wants to play, then there's no way
where are they in the league now? Are they like up there?
Fifth. They're 3 points behind Chelsea. Wow. Yeah, no, we've got no chance. But we got City in our second game as well.
Considering how much stick we give United for how, you know, bad they... Well, I don't know. I mean, fifth, considering how bad the season has been for them, is actually not even that bad.
It's because everyone else is terrible as well.
They've changed a lot under Bruno, and to be fair, Chelsea are fourth on 48 points.
Not so much to compete with.
It's not exactly. Nah, not really. So, but yeah, we'll see. It's a big run in. I think Tottenham with Son and Kane back will have something to say.
Is Kane confirmed?
I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard he is. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I heard he's fit.
Son could be.
They've got United first game back.
Big Son's going to come out all guns blazing.
If you pardon the pun, like that.
We might see a new barbaric approach from the man.
New approach to the game from Heung-min Son.
I thought that was quite good, actually.
That's
mixed feelings.
So we do some form of prediction for where we think teams will finish. Maybe not like the mid-table teams, but what we think the top six will be and who we think is going down.
Norwich is going to win the league, to be fair.
I think it might be Norwich.
Go down.
No, who win the league? Banter. banter. No, Norwich are a certainty to go down and Liverpool are a certainty to win it, I think.
I really want Norwich to go down.
I don't think you have to pray for much, to be honest.
They're not bad, though, the thing
is. I actually haven't looked at the table.
They actually play decent football.
Yeah, what's his name? The guy with the long hair.
They've got a couple of good players. Yeah, Todd Cantwell. Good. Yeah, he's a good player.
They are just inbred.
It's just
I'm looking at the table.
They'll go down.
There's no way Grealish isn't playing in the Premier League next season.
I think
Villa have to stay up.
I think Grealish is absolutely class.
He's a very good player.
He'll get a big move in summer.
I think.
Can see him going to United, you know?
I can definitely see him going to United.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've heard United want him.
He'll be about 90 mil to 100 mil.
That's ridiculous.
And it.
But if you're going to pay that money, surely you go for Sancho. Mm.
Yeah, the owners of Villa will be like, "Yeah, if we go down, yeah, we'll sell Grealish for fucking tons, won't we?" And
yeah,
won't be the end of the world.
I think if you go down, you can't expect to get as much. I think if they get 50 for him, that would be pretty good if they go down.
Or he might just go either way, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he might. I don't know. He's literally carrying them, but I think it's the right time for him to move now.
It's
now or never, almost.
What do you guys think of Tyrone Mings?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Tyrone Mings?
Yeah, do you rate him or no?
I rate him.
Yeah, I think he's quite good.
I think he's quite a good player, yeah. I don't know if he'll move on, though. I don't know if any clubs will be looking to get him from Villa if and when they go down.
He is a Premier
League. I'm just looking at the table now.
He's a Premier League centre-back.
He's quick as well. But... Yeah, he's a big boy as well. I wouldn't want to play against him as a forward. Anyway, looking at the table, Norwich are on 21 points. And that's not looking great for them. And then they've got Villa on 25, Bournemouth, Watford and West Ham are all on 27. And then Brighton on 29. And then Southampton on 34, so I think we can probably rule them out of relegation. So from that, who would your three be? Basley, you go first as the guest.
Wait, what? Watford did you say on 27?
Yeah, Bournemouth, Watford, West Ham, all on 27.
Can I say who I'd like to see going down, or who I want, who I think will go down? What do you want?
Well, I
actually think Villa might survive it. You know, I think if they can get their act together, they can play good football, but. I don't know. They haven't been wanting it as much this season. I think they've been quite happy.
They need to win tonight, I think.
I don't think Villa can go down. I think Norwich will go down. And I'd like to see Watford going down as well. Like you said, Theo. And I don't know. Haven't Bournemouth been quite close to going down before? But they've...
Yeah, they've not been great. They started quite well.
For the last few months.
Since... Mm. But then maybe this break will change things. I think there'll be a couple of teams that surprise you when they come back and could be.
He's going to go.
But I'm looking at now at Villa's
fixtures.
What's his
name? Fraser. He'll leave Bournemouth.
Ryan Fraser. He's on a free. He'll leave. Summer.
Callum Wilson.
He signed a short-term contract, so he's going to be leaving for free in the summer after the season's over.
Callum Wilson will leave as well, I think.
Yeah, Wilson will probably go. Josh King's not a bad player if you're looking for. I don't know, but yeah. So Villa got Sheffield tonight, then Chelsea, Newcastle away, Wolves, Liverpool away, United, Palace, Everton away, Arsenal, and then they end at West Ham away, which could be a massive game. So that's not great.
They're down.
It's not great
Norwich,
running.
Norwich are down. Villa will go down.
I don't. Yeah, I think it.
You what? Sorry, you cut out a bit there, mate.
Pick West Ham to go down.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, fuck West Ham.
I don't know what their fixtures are like. I feel like theirs might be all right. I'm gonna go Norwich, Villa, West Ham.
I'm gonna go Norwich, Villa, Watford. Purely because I want Watford to go down.
Norwich, Villa. Masters, brilliant. Imagine Mas Oliver's face just when West Ham find out they're going down. That's sad, man.
Yeah, he would not be a happy man.
Theo, basically, we had
the reason I want West Ham to go is I just really don't.
Sorry, you go.
David Moyes. I just really don't think he's a good manager.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was just telling Theo, we had this history teacher at school who always wore white shirts, but no one could ever really understand why, because you could see these massive West Ham tattoos that he had all over his arms. Through his shirt.
So jokes.
Yeah. He was quite a diehard. Also, did you guys see the Newcastle bid? There's been another bid apparently.
Yeah, from an American guy.
America's taking over football.
I did
clubs.
See that. Brilliant. I'd rather American than the Saudi guy.
They've bid 350 million.
He's just not an IC human being.
Yeah, the Saudis bid 300. I think 50 million more.
I don't think Mike Ashley will care. He'll take what he can get.
I the Saudi bid gets bid. The Saudi bid gets blocked.
Saudi bid gets blocked. Yeah, it should. It's not. It should, I don't understand
no
why
way
no
one should have any influence.
Trying to block it. It's awful. No. But I Newcastle deserve to be bought. I agree with that. And I think it would be good for Premier League if they do and they become like a massive, massive club again. Because they're already big. Yeah. But if they've got money, then they can definitely compete with the top six. And I think that's a good thing for football. But yeah, we've done the bottom teams. Now we can look up at the top teams. The league's done. We know Liverpool have won it. It's just a question of when. There are three other spots up for Champions League. We don't know about City, whether they're going to be in it or not. Their appeal, I think, is happening quite soon. So then we've got Leicester, Chelsea, United, and then Wolves, Sheffield, Tottenham, Arsenal are all there or thereabouts. What are we thinking?
City second. I think top two are pretty straightforward. And then it will be, I think United will come third.
I just
think Bruno's class.
They've got 8 points to make up to Leicester. That's quite a lot.
I think they will. I think they'll do that. I think Leicester will come fourth.
I think Arsenal are just going to come through.
They've got 13 points to make up on Leicester.
Imagine if they actually beat
City. They've got 8 points just to get four.
If they beat City,
that would be a huge result.
I would love to see it. I would really.
They're not making 5 points on United, especially now Rashford's back fit as well. Mm. Like Rashford's fit, Pogba's fit.
And Pogba.
Mate, them field could actually be filth. Pogba, Bruno, Fred.
I think a team to look out for me is Tottenham. Because their fixtures, I think, are the easiest out of all those teams.
Yeah, they're a long way behind them.
Which I looked at when I was making my fantasy team again. They're on 41 points. United are on 40. So they're 7 points behind Chelsea.
So Sheffield are 5 behind Chelsea and they've got a game in hand. Which is Villa tonight.
Yeah.
What's the gap between Leicester and City again?
Yeah.
4 points.
Four points. But City have a game in hand, so probably 7.
Fuck.
Look at that.
That's tonight.
25 points.
I'll be so gutted if Leicester crumble. I'll be so, so gutted.
Yeah, because you've got love into Jamie Vardy.
I think that'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think Leicester will be okay.
Yeah, they'll get top four.
United's fixtures.
I think United will.
They've got Spurs away tonight.
United will get top four.
Yeah, I think they will. They've got Spurs away tonight, then Sheffield, Brighton away, Bournemouth, Villa away, Southampton, Palace away, West Ham and Leicester away on the last day.
They've got Norwich after Sheffield.
Norwich in the FA Cup.
Is that FA Cup? Of course.
I think that's a pretty nice round of fixtures, to be honest. So the big game is tomorrow.
Yeah, City Arsenal tonight.
Tottenham have then got West Ham, Sheffield away, Everton, Bournemouth away, Arsenal, Newcastle away, Leicester and Palace away. Which again is not bad, but probably slightly harder than United. And then we have to look at Chelsea, I guess, because they're currently in fourth.
I don't know about Chelsea.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
No, neither do I.
I don't know if Chelsea this season. I think next season, yeah.
Especially Chelsea are going to win the league next season. I'm calling it now.
I mean, they're not, are they?
They are. They are going to win.
I don't think they're going to win the league. But Werner's almost secure. Apparently, he's not playing for Leipzig in their Champions League games July. So that's a big for Chelsea. And then I think need a centre back, need a left back. And then I think we're good to go.
Exactly.
The striker will be sorted with Werner. I don't think we'll be. I think we'll be solid third. I don't think we'll be winning it.
Well, you heard it here first. I can see it. I don't think Liverpool are going to win the league next season.
No, do I. I think City will. But we'll see.
If Liverpool don't strengthen the window, then I can't. Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're going to. Exactly. It seems like you haven't. I don't know why you don't have any money, but.
How can you not have money?
Yeah, I don't understand.
One of the biggest clubs in the world, you've won the Champions League and the Premier League in consecutive seasons, and you're saying you don't have any money, and you didn't spend any last year either.
Yeah, no, I don't get that. And also, when you were spending big, you were using the Coutinho money, you weren't exactly spending like.
Oh, speaking of Coutinho, rumours actually about him coming back.
He's coming back to Liverpool. Yeah, oh, I've seen that.
I'd imagine that. Imagine if he comes back on the free. Having sold him for 140, bought Alisson and Van Dijk, won the Champions League and Premier League, and then just get him back for free.
I think if he came back, though, he'd have to prove it. Okay? He'd have to get back in the starting team. I don't think he'd be guaranteed to get straight back in.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think Klopp would have him back.
No. I don't want him. There were rumours he was going to come to Chelsea. I don't want him at Chelsea.
Why? I think
it's not what we need. We don't need an attacking midfielder.
True, but that's why we're
looking at Havertz. I mean, he's a quality player, and that would be an unbelievable signing if we got him. But again, that's not what we need. We need a winger, really. Like Sancho would be where I'd go, but he's not going to go to Chelsea. I think if he goes this summer, I think he'll go to United. But I don't know if he'll go this summer.
Mbappe. Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to football coming back, and. Basti, did you watch the golf from this weekend?
Not really. I just watched sort of highlights. Did you watch it?
I watched bits and bobs. I actually much prefer it without crowds.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Especially in America.
Do they even have rope? They don't even have ropes.
They don't.
I'd imagine the players quite enjoy it.
Must be really relaxing for them now.
It would just be like going back to their college events or their amateur events. Which I'd imagine would be really nice for them.
Have you noticed here on every like social media post that every player puts out, they're like, yeah, really excited to be at RBC Heritage this week, but it's not the same without the fans. It's always, but I'm missing the fans and stuff. I wonder if they've been told to say that, like, just to...
Yeah, well, they can't exactly go. We don't like you.
Yeah. No, well, they don't have...
Had a great time today without you guys. Please don't come back anytime soon.
Theo, I think majors would be bad without crowds.
The Ryder Cup would be horrendous without crowds.
They can't do the Ryder Cup. They honestly can't do it without crowds. I agree.
But it also throws up the opportunity for it to be the most partisan crowd ever. Because there's a good chance that by the end of September, America might have crowds. And so the Ryder Cup will just be Americans everywhere. No Europeans.
And we'd still win.
Yeah, we'd find a way.
What do you know when Tiger's playing next year? I was gonna look at
this. I don't think it's till mid-July.
Oh, no.
Which seems strange, because by all accounts, he's playing very well.
Mm.
You were one with the thoughts he's
quite
keen to start again. I mean, there were rumours last week because his yacht moved up the coast.
You always say this. You're always like, his yacht's appeared like
his yacht
in New York.
Yeah.
Where is it now? Is it in New York?
I don't know. It's probably in the Bahamas or something.
I bet the Tiger Tracker's got that sorted.
Yeah, he does.
Going back to the football. What Champions League this year? They haven't scrapped it yet, have they?
No, they're not scrapping it. They're going to do it, I think, after the domestic seasons are over.
Oh, fuck.
So that the big thing about that is the French league's been postponed or cancelled. So PSG and Lyon coming back in would have played no football since March. Which will be, I don't know if that will help them or if that will be, I don't think it will help them actually.
Yeah, but no, fuck PSG.
I think they'll be, they would have been, I think they'll be rusty.
They would have played friendlies, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, yeah. And they won't have played it anywhere near as much as well, which could help, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know who PSG are playing yet either, because they got through, they beat Dortmund, but Lyon are playing, I think it's Juve. And I think they have a lead as well.
Who are Liverpool playing? Oh, sorry.
I think that game should be replayed because it shouldn't have gone ahead.
All right, yeah.
It was awful. That was such a weird game of football.
Oh, wait, it was a bit weird.
Absolutely dominated.
Hold on,
Just Adrian, man.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, Fernando Llorente will never do that again.
Never.
And Morata scored, which is a surprise.
Yeah,
and we've got Chelsea have a 3-0 deficit against Bayern. We've got to go to Munich.
Davis and Gnabry just absolutely murked you.
Yeah.
I called Gnabry's tweet after that game.
Yeah, I mean, it was coming.
I actually tweeted about it, just saying he's 100% going to tweet London's red. 100%.
Yeah, and he did. But the thing is, I was never expecting us to get anything out of that game.
No.
I thought it was just good experience for some of the younger players. We're never going to beat Bayern. They're probably the best team in Europe. I'd up there anyway at the moment.
Oh. Back now.
Well, yeah, but you're out, mate. So.
What other sports conversation?
The rugby.
Super Rugby was back. I don't know. Do either of you guys watch it?
No.
I've not been very good with that.
That's the one in Australia, right?
It's in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Carter quite going,
returning to the Blues.
Yeah, he's back to the Blues. That was a painful watch, in a way, because New Zealand are fully back to normal, so they had crowds. You could see people in pubs beforehand. And that was just a painful reminder of what we don't currently have.
They've had two new cases now.
They have. Apparently, there's two people flying in from Britain. So that's good.
Good old Britain.
Yeah.
Messing the world up as usual.
Yeah, classic. But they were two good games. Warren Gatland. So obviously Warren Gatland now coaching at the Chiefs. And Bryn scored the winning drop goal against his dad.
Oof.
Which was pretty cool story.
Hmm.
And then the Blues beat the Hurricanes. I don't know if any of you guys saw it. There was a guy, a Blues fan, because they won 30-20, and they had a penalty about 2 minutes before the end of the game. And they were interviewing after the game, like, "Oh, are you happy? Blues win?" And he said, "No, I'm really unhappy," because he had a lot of money on the Blues wing worth 13 points. So that penalty they had just before they went to the corner instead of taking the 3 points. And so he said he would have won 1,500 New Zealand dollars if he'd got that's a bit of a bummer for him, but it was entertaining. Two good games. I can't actually know who's playing this weekend, but I will definitely be watching.
Yeah, I think I'll watch as well, actually. Need to get back into it.
I
saw Chris Robshaw's going to San Diego Legion.
Yeah, that was kind of expected, that he'd go to America, because his wife's a singer and obviously probably opportunities out there for that. Yeah, exactly. And San Diego, what a place to go and play rugby.
Yeah, what a life to live. Wow.
Yeah. But he's finished. I don't actually know what's happening with the Premiership season. Apparently, it's coming back in August, but I don't really see the point in that, because the new season would start in September. And with the playoff system that they have and the fact that they've already relegated Saracens, there's no guaranteed winner, and you've already got a relegated team. So I don't really see why you'd need to play it. There you go, that's my opinion.
Tom, have you put any? Did you bet on any Ascot races yesterday? Or?
I bet on one yesterday, and I didn't win. It came last. So, but yeah, I watched a little bit of it. It's actually, well, I mean, I guess it's kind of going to be like golf and cricket when that's back as well. They're not going to be that different when without crowds. What was weird though is that the lead, like presenter for the ITV Racing, wasn't even at Ascot. He was like in his house, and then they had the three guys there, but they were so far apart, and they had to have like these really long microphones, which you've probably seen like elsewhere as well, like politicians and stuff. It was just that was just like a little reminder of what's going on at the moment. But the actual race itself, races that it's themselves, were not at all really any different from normal. So, apart from the riders, who had to wear masks during the race, which I found very odd, and I can't imagine that being very comfortable. But
that's bizarre.
Yeah, it's quite good to watch. And then the Epsom Derby's in 3 weeks.
The local dealers must be absolutely gutted. That'll be their most biggest week of the year, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big, it's a big week normally, Ascot, but this week obviously no one's there. But it's good to have that back on. Just anything on really, any sport.
Yeah. Frankie Dettori could win 3 Gold Cups in a row if he defends tomorrow. Which I will definitely be watching. I think that's a bet that's got to be put on. I don't even know if it's favourite at the moment, but have a look at that.
Yeah, get on the old Bet365. I had a couple. I actually put a couple of hackers on for the football this weekend. So I mean, they're definitely not going to come in, but you know, we can. I went for all the Saturday games and all the Sunday games.
Very nice. Returns.
That was like 70 and 40 quid or something. I put 2 quid on each. I didn't go big.
Okay.
I just don't see a point in that, to be honest. I only like.
I had money in my account, so I was like, I might as well have a bit of fun. For Saturday, what have I done? We've gone Leicester to beat Watford, Wolves to beat West Ham, Brighton and Arsenal draw, and Bournemouth to beat Palace. And then I've gone for the Sunday, I've gone Newcastle, Sheffield draw, Chelsea to beat Villa, and Everton, Liverpool draw.
I mean, Newcastle are going to beat Sheffield. I'm sorry, Tom.
Oh, almost definitely. None of these are going to happen. All 7 of them won't happen.
But that's what you've got to do in an Acheron. You've got to do it on things that aren't going to happen, because whatever you think isn't going to happen always happens.
That's the thing. I also did it. I broke the number one rule of betting, which is bet on Chelsea to win. You never bet on your own team, which I learned in 2016 when I bet on England to beat Iceland.
Yeah, I bet on Iceland to beat England, actually, in that game, which was...
That was a nice little consolation.
Did you bet on England to beat Croatia as well?
Oh, no, I didn't do that, but fuck me. Oh, why did you have to bring that up? What?
So I tell you what else should be going on right now is the Euros.
Yeah.
That's a bit sad, isn't it?
You know what? I'm going to put it out there. I'd much rather have the Euros, the like Wimbledon, the Masters, the Open, all of that than like the Premier League. Now, I think the Premier League, personally, I think it should have just been written off. Liverpool given the lead. Given the title, I mean, you can't really compare the sports, but it's just so sad not to see Wimbledon happening and the Open as well.
We appear to have had some technical difficulties with the end of this episode. It's the first time we've used this app, and unfortunately, one of us lost connection. But we hope you enjoyed what we did speak about. The next one, hopefully, will have a bit more structure to it. But yeah, it's all part of the process, I guess. So thanks for listening to those who did, and we'll see you next time.